Super energy-rich biofuels could soon be possible, dramatically reducing the environmental impact of intensive farming. Energy content of crop plants is currently limited because oils, which provide much more energy than sugars, are mostly made in the seeds, leaving all of that green vegetation to go to waste.
Green biomass, the vegetative tissue, is the most abundant biomass on Earth. Normally, it's not very useful from a bioenergy perspective.
That's Dr. Changcheng Su at the Brookhaven National Laboratory in the United States. He's behind a project that has genetically engineered plants to produce more natural oils by making it in their leaves.
If we can increase oil in leaf, the energy content or energy density will be increased.
The work has been so successful that the modified plants produce nearly 170 times more oil than normal. Higher oil content would allow more bioelectricity to be generated and greater nutritional value of fodder crops. I put to Dr. Su that the technology might even halt environmental destruction caused by modern oil production.
Palm oil is a major source of feedstock for producing biodiesel. In a lot of industrial application, right? But seeds and fruits is only small parts of whole plants. If we can make this stem or leaf, this vegetative tissue to store oil, then use to produce biodiesel or to produce bioelectricity, then we will use much less acreage to produce more oil.
The research team worked with Arabidopsis, a model plant species. They genetically modified the plant to make more of an enzyme called PDAT, which has two important roles.
I mean, one is key step in oil biosynthesis pathway. The other stimulated the production of the precursor for oil biosynthesis called one stone, two birds.
PDAT overexpression created giant oil droplets in the leaves, but these were not stable. To correct this, a second molecule called oleosin had to be overproduced at the same time. Oleosin preserves oil droplets in seeds. The research will now need to be taken from the lab into the real world, but this is not without challenges. Some of the plants in the study looked rather pale, and it turns out that in certain circumstances, ramping up oil production in leaves starves the chloroplasts, the green solar panels, of crucial fats. I noticed some plants in the paper are a much paler green colour. Are the oil changes damaging to plant health?
That's because chloroplast membrane lipid biosynthesis, they have two pathways. One we chloroplast pathway, the other we call ER pathway. ER stands for endoplasmic reticulum. The pale plant is a mutant which defect in the plastid pathway. In this mutant, you overexpress PDAT and they actually starve chloroplast for fatty acid.
Do you think that this starving the chloroplasts of lipids would occur outside of the lab? Would that be a problem to using this technology?
This is a very good question. In the US, we have a couple of major bioenergy crops we call high biomass crops, such as miscanthus or switchgrass. All those plants is neck plastid pathway. So potentially there are problem here. If we overexpress this PDAT, some biomass crops such as spinach and tobacco, for example, those are just similar to Arabidopsis. So if you overexpress PDAT alone, won't cause the pale green phenotype. But in other type of plant, which only have ER pathway, the potential has some problem, but this have to be tested.
Su is now collaborating with other laboratories to apply the research to other crops, such as sugarcane.
But the sugarcane, when you extract the ethanol, there are a lot of residual biomass. If we can increase this residual biomass, I mean oil content of the residual biomass, then we can use this as a feedstock to produce bioelectricity, for example. Also, potentially, if you really can get a high oil content in sugarcane, you also probably can extract the oil directly, which is much more effective than if you want to make the cellulose to make it into ethanol. That's much more difficult than extracting oil. And oil is very easy to convert to biodiesel.